This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Ollie Smith, a wine personality and general wine fella. How are you, Ollie?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time at the wine show. I just think it's brilliant to see so many people all engaging with it, having a laugh. And the great thing is it's really informal. People chatting, telling each other what they think of it. There's none of this kind of stuffy swirling and sniffing and, you know, people being down on it. Everyone's up for it. I've had a lot of people on my wine walks just saying, well, that was amazing. I never thought of tasting that. Actually, I don't like it. But I really, yeah. You know, I really enjoyed tasting it. You're like, yeah. Well, brilliant, you know. And I just get really enthusiastic about these kinds of things.
Energetic.
It's brilliant just for people to see what they do like, what they don't like, to get a handle on the vintages, to see all these different producers, and to meet guys like, of course, your good self.
Oh, thanks very much, Ollie. You're actually relatively new to this wine presentation side of things.
It's true.
But I was reading some background note on you, and it sounded like you'd sort of been quaffing the stuff in Edinburgh for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, I was. I'm 33 now, and my first kind of lick of wine was I was 20, and I went into an Odbins for a free tasting, and I'd never really drunk wine. We had like bottles of wine maybe on a Sunday at home, but you know, my folks were my dad's a teacher, my mum's a nurse. They weren't that into it, you know. But the great thing was they got into it when I got into it, so it was a real, you know, it's been a real journey that for me. But the first time I tasted it, I had a £3.29 bottle of Territ, I think it was, in Odbins, not particularly well-known white grape variety from France, but I thought it was zesty, it was fresh, and I thought, this is brilliant, I can go and taste this with my mates. It's not much more than a pint, and I'm a student, and as I'm drinking it now, it happens to be free, brilliant. So I had this free tasting, and I thought, this is absolutely the nuts, this has got to be the way forward. And I went to those free tastings every Saturday, then I got a job in Orange & Company Vintners in the Channel Islands, where I was living at the time. The holidays, I thought, this has got to be the way forward for me. Then when I left college, I went off and did a bit of traveling and got a job working in TV and film as a scriptwriter and voice artist.
Yeah.
But wine was the thing I kept coming back to, and it was the thing I spent all my money on. My lovely wife Sophie, who's just a complete legend, and I must apologize publicly because I did blow all my cash in my 20s on wine because I loved it.
Oh, that's fine. I did that as well, but it was more at parties than it was at
my she's very understanding. But I was in my, oh God, when was it? It was about 2 or 3 years ago. There was this competition called Wine Idol that was run, and not many people
Hardy's
heard of it. Yeah, exactly. Hardy sponsored it. And my mate Mark called me up.